Here we go. I've got my top takeaways from the 3rd District Congressional debate yesterday featuring Tim Smith, Andy Zay, Wendy Davis, and Marlon Stutzman.
Now, Kayla's top takeaways.
Takeaway number one, things were civil and I was shocked. All 4 candidates came in. They chit-chatted with each other. They chit-chatted with me. As the debate got underway, there was a ton of head nodding in agreement with each other. There were a lot of moments. I mean, the candidates would say things like, well, I echo what Marlon said. Yeah, I agree with Tim Smith. That really consistently surprised me through about this hour and a half debate. Takeaway number two, let's talk candidates. Let's discuss the good, the bad, and the downright ugly about all 4 of them. Let's start with the positive. Let's start with the good. And we'll start with Tim Smith. He had a very commanding presence in this room, let me tell you. That was actually very memorable to me about him. For the most part, he actually answered all of the questions pretty directly. And by doing that, he kind of just dominated. He would come out of the gate and say, Kayla, here's my answer. Boom, let me explain why. And I'm not going to lie, the mic equipment that we had to use yesterday, not quite whoa quality, not quite a 10 out of 10. So I'm actually thankful that Tim Smith, he sat furthest away from the mic because he had just such a booming voice and such a leadership presence about him. Wendy Davis was also memorable to me for a couple of reasons. This woman is smart, okay? She kept adding to almost every single response that she had that she has served as a judge for over a decade prior to running for Congress. She constantly reminded us of that. She constantly reminded us that she is tough on crime. She also somehow managed to interweave in a lot of her answers how she is a champion for farmers. She really kept advocating for farmers. And then she kept hitting her main message of bringing back a strong America. I thought that was smart because I walked away from there and I knew exactly where this woman stood. Marlon Stutzman, he had many standout moments because he was really able to hearken back to some of his time serving as a former congressman. So I actually thought his answers to a lot of the questions were very insightful compared to the others. He was a realist. In fact, I would argue he is a realist because we can all say, yeah, build the wall. But that's not how it works. You don't walk onto the House floor and then poof, your fairy godmother appears, pops up and grants you all your wishes for the country. So I appreciated how Marlon harkened back to his previous days in Congress and when he was elaborating on some of his visions and some of the things that he's passionate about, he had some really tangible answers to achieving those goals. Andy Zay, let me tell you, I have had that man on the show here a lot. I've had him on, you know, many times prior to running for Congress, as he is a state senator. But most of my conversations with him are typically over the phone, so I don't get to see him in person. But what's so interesting about Andy, I mean, he truly is an intelligent person. He is so calculated. And you could see that yesterday. He was just up there. He wasn't just up there, you know, like spitting out the first thing that came to his mind or spitting out what he thought we all wanted to hear. Every answer, he spoke from the heart. I really believe that. And I don't think I've ever seen a politician, let alone a candidate running in such a saucy race, really pause to actually think before the words came out of his mouth. I kept kind of waiting for him to crack for this moment to where he would just, you know, I don't know, go off the rails. And it didn't happen. He was very calculated and very smart. I think that's a rarity when it comes to being that poised as a politician. Okay, those are the positives. Those are the good about the candidates. Some of the moments that I didn't think were so great that were standout and memorable to me. Let's again start with Tim Smith. Yes, he was on fire. He did great. But the one moment that kind of made me think of him like a used car salesman a little bit was when he answered a question asked by Dirk Rowley. Dirk asked all of the candidates to truly speak from the heart and share what person or group that you see experiencing a heartbreaking challenge that you would want to help if you were to be our next congressperson. And Tim Smith touted his time serving as the CEO of Lasting Change, which oversees these facilities essentially for disadvantaged youth and families. And I couldn't help but find myself wondering as he's answering this question, you know, he's touting his time as the CEO, but I'm like, do you actually really spend time with these people? Do you actually spend time with these young boys and with these families? Do you know their stories? Do you know their names? Or do you just spend time pushing papers? Because he didn't really once hearken back to an actual story, just his time as the CEO. And I don't know. We're going to ask him more about that this morning when he joins us here on the program. Wendy Davis, I did not like how she did not answer a question about the environment and climate change. She said, the world's on fire right now. We've got bigger issues to address. And I hate when Republicans do this. Well, in a sense, I agree with her. The world is on fire. Half of the world would say the environment is the reason why, and it's a top tier issue. So whether or not she wants to address it, everyone else on the planet is addressing it and talking about it. So at the very least, she, and let me say this to all other Republicans out there, you need to join the conversation, even if you don't want to have it. Marlon Stutzman, one word, farmers. I know Marlon's a farmer. Marlon actually has a really great story of how he rose to success in the agricultural world. However, I felt like, not being a farmer myself, I felt like at times he was pushing it too hard and he wasn't really talking to me. As though he left out a lot of us who aren't in the world of agricultural. And I don't know why, but that kind of annoyed me a little bit throughout the day. I wanted him to have a little bit of a broader scope when answering some of the questions, because you're not just going to represent one group of people. Last but not least, Andy Zay. Let me say this. On a human personal level, I know Andy. He's a really good guy. I said it. He's a really smart guy. But I just really felt like he was not that memorable to me. Although if you ask Mike Wilson, he was one of the ones who came out on top. But I was just really missing this commanding presence, these leadership qualities. I mean, I had a hard time seeing him being a champion on the House floor for our third district, you know, just walking onto that House floor and being a bulldog. Near the end of the debate, he did cut off Wendy Davis at a moment when super PACs got brought up. And to me, that was his most leader moment of the day. My final takeaway, takeaway number three, this race is nasty. Why is that? Well, primary day is coming up May 7th, okay? And I'm just going to say it. Whoever wins this primary on May 7th will be our next sitting Congress member. So whoever wins on May 7th takes it all. And I would actually say that about the gubernatorial race as well. So yeah, the stakes are high here in the 3rd District. If you missed this debate, I'd love to hear your takeaways. Log online to wowo.com. Listen to it via the podcast link. I've also shared it on my personal Facebook page if you want to check it there. Coming up, Mike Wilson. He's got a roundup of the top three things you need to know straight ahead here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.